This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're joined for a special coronavirus announcement from Bishop Robert J. Brennan and the Catholic Bishops of Ohio. Welcome, Bishop Brennan.
Thank you, Bill. It's always good to talk to you. I wish I were talking to you about other topics, but it's always good to talk to you and through you to speak to all the faithful in the Diocese of Columbus.
In requesting time to address our listeners, I suspect there's some good and bad news. Why don't we go ahead and start with the announcement that you would like to address to all of us?
Indeed. This afternoon, the bishops of Ohio met as we were scheduled to meet. We also met with the governor, who joined us really by way of phone. All of this was expected, but we adjusted, of course, because of the timing of because of the topics of the day. At the end of it, and after a lot of conversation, we came up with the following statement. I'll read the first two paragraphs. After serious consideration of the grave health risk involved in public gatherings, and in order to curb the spread of the coronavirus, the bishops of Ohio have decided, effective immediately, to suspend temporarily all publicly celebrated masses and liturgies, at least through the celebrations of Holy Week and Easter. The bishops of Ohio dispense the Catholic faithful who reside in their respective dioceses and all other Catholics currently in Ohio from their obligation of attending Sunday Mass through Easter Sunday. This decision is not taken lightly, and as your bishops, causes us great sadness. However, after consultation with the governor and health officials, we are convinced that this is the most prudent and necessary action.
You're listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan as he announces, along with and in concert with the Ohio bishops, suspending temporarily all publicly celebrated masses and liturgies, effective immediately. Bishop Brennan, you mentioned that you hadn't taken this lightly, and you've gotten a lot of information. Tell us about some of the information that went into this decision.
Well, let me tell you, yes, I can't express how sad I am today, and I know that this is a great sacrifice and a great sadness for all of our people, and I love your love for the Eucharist, and I'm just overwhelmed with sadness because I never imagined that we would find ourselves taking this action. But there were a few things that really compelled us. The facts just overwhelmed us in the end. One of them is that the effects of isolation have been proven. Science has proven that this kind of isolation will curb the contagion. On the contrary, participation in public gatherings actually increases the risk of contagion. Science and history have shown that this has happened in the past, that the way these gatherings were controlled had a big difference in the spread of disease. And really, in the end, this particular virus poses a serious danger to those who are most vulnerable. And so, for the sake of our hospital systems, for the sake of our public society, for the sake of our loved ones, we need to take desperate measure to contain the virus from spreading. So that was number one. Another is this: I feel the weight of the burden of providing the sacraments. This goes against every ounce of my being. But one of the things that became clear in our conversation is that we also have an obligation not to harm people. And it was made very clear to me that we put people in danger when we gather them together. And so with that in mind, we've had to make this very, very serious decision.
Governor DeWine has talked about overwhelming the hospital and the medical systems. Is that also part of your decision making?
Very much so. In fact, we had a good conversation with him, and that's one of his concerns. One of the things, and people have heard him say this in these public statements, he's given some of the numbers that are believed to be correct about the scope of the virus right now, and it's something that doubles every 6 days. The numbers of people double every 6 days if you don't take these measures. And so he's trying to keep that curve from going too high. His concern is if we can keep it from going too high, maybe then the hospitals are better equipped. If we don't, he's convinced that the hospitals would be overwhelmed, and that would be devastating.
And Bishop Brennan, will the churches be open for prayer, private prayer?
That's my goal, although the governor is really asking people to stay in. I'll come back to that. But we're going to do everything we can to provide other ways for people to seek the solace of their faith, whether it be providing prayer resources, keeping churches open for prayer. Right now there are so many questions I can't begin to answer, and I'm looking forward to the fact that we'll have a chance to talk more regularly. But my goal would be to give the people opportunity just to stop in and say a prayer along the way. But all that said, I have to really drive home. The cancellation of celebrating Mass in public really has to underscore that every other gathering in our churches has to be canceled. It has to be. And we will look at, in terms of some of the fish fries and things like that, on how do we use food to care for those who are poor or homebound or something like that. But in terms of in-person events, everything has to be canceled. If you're not celebrating Mass, you shouldn't be doing anything else, right? But if but by the same token, it's a stark message to people that we really do need, in some ways, this what they call social isolation. And you know, I've been using that term, extreme charity. This is a great sacrifice, but we're asking people to exercise extreme charity.
That's well put. You're listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan as he discusses the Catholic bishops of Ohio, who have effective immediately suspended temporarily all publicly celebrated masses and liturgies in the state of Ohio. Bishop Brennan, this is something that makes me feel empty inside. I know it does for you as well. It's a unique way to participate in our Lord's Passion.
Indeed, that's exactly right. You know, we're experiencing Lent in a very realistic, a very deep way this year, and through deprivation and our own suffering. And so we unite ourselves with the Passion of our Lord. But, you know, two things. One, Sunday still remains the Lord's Day. And so we have to make sure that as families, these gives us an opportunity to reflect on the importance of Sunday and what we're missing when we don't have daily Mass or Sunday Mass. But it's a chance for us as families maybe to pray together. If we're not going to go to Mass together, perhaps we could find some time to pray together, and we'll have resources for that on our website and different links. And I know parishes will be doing live streaming. Priests will continue to say Mass. We're going to continue to say Mass. I'm going to be celebrating Mass every day. I would imagine some of our parishes might even keep the times so that people have the consolation of knowing that Mass is being celebrated and maybe being live streamed. People can connect, even if it's not the same as being there, if they can connect in some ways. And then, of course, we can talk about St. Gabriel Radio and some of the ways that St. Gabriel's Radio will be a great resource.
Bishop Brennan, as you mentioned that, starting today, at your request, there's a Mass at 12:05 that will be airing every day on St. Gabriel Radio. It will be a local Mass. It will be a private Mass, but it will be a Mass that we can all listen to and enter into in prayer. And also on Sundays, including this upcoming Sunday, where you'll be celebrating this private Mass from the Cathedral at 10:30, we'll be airing that, and we'll be airing that each Sunday. There's also some Masses with EWTN Radio at 8 p.m. every day, and EWTN TV four times a day. So if you can contact your cable provider, if you don't already have EWTN TV, we'd recommend that you look at that or some online resources. The EWTN TV Masses run at 8 a.m. Eastern, noon, 7 p.m., and at midnight. So there's four chances for you to tune in and watch and pray with the Masses. So there are other ways that we can enter into and support your desire, our Bishop, to pray and to keep holy the Sabbath. Family prayer is going to be particularly important. Any guidance that you have for families?
Yes. Let's draw close and pray together. As I mentioned, we're going to put some, we have already started putting up resources. One of our priests has developed an order of prayer that a group of people can pray together each Sunday based on the Sunday readings with an act of faith, an act of hope, an act of love. And so it's something of a word service and people can gather to pray. But also there's a great treasure trove of a great treasury, I should say, that the church offers of prayers, in praying perhaps the rosary individually or as a family, praying the Divine Mercy chaplet. There are things that we can do, even just using the familiar, that draw us together in prayer. The other thing you asked, what can we do with families? Mentioning extreme charity is one, changing our behavior, but another, I think we need to be more aware of one another. Perhaps maintaining social distancing doesn't necessarily mean we're out of each other's minds, and I think we need to check in, especially on the elderly and the vulnerable, people who are going to be somewhat more isolated, who wouldn't be hearing, have their regular visitors. Perhaps phone calls and just, is there anything I can get or do for you? I think if we could just be aware of the people around us, that could be a moment of real grace. The Lord might be inviting us into grace or concern for people near us.
Before we end with a prayer, Bishop Brennan, I would just like to summarize for the listeners that are just tuning in right now that Bishop Brennan and the Catholic Bishops of Ohio have, through great deliberation and consideration, have in charity, effective immediately, suspended temporarily all publicly celebrated masses and liturgies through Easter Sunday. And that's a great hardship, I know, for you, Bishop Brennan, and for all of us who feel that emptiness in that announcement. But we together can plod along and get closer to our Lord, even through this very challenging time. Would you like to end us with a prayer?
I would. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God of love and mercy, look on us in our moment of need, in our moment of sorrow. Help us to desire you all the more through these experiences, and to grow closer in our love for you and for each other as we unite ourselves with your Son, who died on the cross and rose from the dead and calls us into his life. May we close our prayers, joining with Mary and all the saints as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us, Bishop Brennan. We are praying for you, and let's pray for each other.
Thank you very much. God bless you all.